News release. Niagara Regional Police. In January, Niagara Regional Police Service, NRPS, detectives assigned to one district, St. Catharines, Thorold, commenced an investigation into the death of a 30-year-old man who was found deceased in his home in the city of Thorold. The postmortem investigation indicated that the deceased was found to have fatal levels of fentanyl within his system. The Opioid Enforcement and Education Unit, OEEU, working with one district and two district, Niagara Falls, Niagara-on-the-Lake, detective offices, the Forensic Services Unit, and the two district street crime unit began an investigation into the sale of the fentanyl, eventually identifying a suspect, along with the vehicle that was allegedly used. On Thursday, March 14, in the area of Chrysler Avenue in Niagara Falls, two females were arrested without incident. A quantity of suspected fentanyl and Canadian currency were seized at the time of arrest. The approximate value of drugs seized was $2,400. 54-year-old Candy Stewart of Niagara Falls is facing the following charges: trafficking in a Schedule I substance, fentanyl, contrary to the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act, Section 5.1. Trafficking in a Schedule I substance, cocaine L, contrary to the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act, Section 5.1. 5.5. Counts of failing to comply with a release order contrary to Section 145.5 of the Criminal Code. Possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, to wit fentanyl, contrary to Section 5.2 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. Possession of proceeds of crime under $5,000 contrary to Section 355.b of the Criminal Code. Stewart was held pending a bail hearing on March 15, 2024, at the Robert S. K. Welch Courthouse in the city of St. Catharines. 41-year-old Rebecca McDonald of Niagara Falls is facing the following charge: possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, to wit fentanyl, contrary to Section 5.2 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. McDonald was released on a Form 10 undertaking and is expected to appear in court on April 25, 2024, at the Robert S. K. Welch Courthouse located at 59 Church Street, in the city of St. Catharines. The OEEU is funded by the Ontario Government's Community and Safety Policing Grant. The OEEU is a Niagara Regional Police Service initiative focused on education regarding the risk associated with illicit opioid use, while incorporating enforcement to address opioid-related issues within our community. Anyone who may have information in relation to this incident is encouraged to contact the lead investigator at 905-688-4111, option number 3, badge number 1009476. Members of the public who wish to provide information anonymously are encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers of Niagara online or by calling 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477.